Standing side by side with Peter Maurer, president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon warned that humanitarian law was being flouted on a global scale and that it was a stain on the world's conscience. The UN Secretary-General told journalists that dozens of people had been killed in an attack on Friday in Douma, Syria, after government forces fired missiles into a marketplace, while indiscriminate shelling also continues in Damascus, seat of government. This kind of action, Mr. Ban said, was a clear breach of international law, while so-called surgical strikes on medical facilities had become so routine that people had come to see them as inevitable.
Today, the United Nations and International Committee of the Red Cross are calling for an end to impunity, an end to the callous disregard for human life, and a recommitment to international humanitarian law. Protecting civilians in wartime is a cornerstone of the international system and the United Nations. Indifference will only make our world less secure. The continued failure to act is a disgrace and a stain on the conscience of the world. Enough is enough. Even war has rules. It is time to enforce them.
Focusing on Syria, the UN chief praised current US and Russian-led efforts to secure a negotiated outcome to the more than four-year-old conflict, which has led to more than 220,000 deaths there. While serious differences remain between the opposing parties, Mr. Ban insisted that peace should be up to the Syrians to decide for themselves and should not be held up by the future of one man, a reference to the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad. Red Cross Chief Peter Maurer, meanwhile, warned that the world has entered an era of war without limits, where limitless suffering is the only outcome if human rights law is not respected.
We have entered a new era, and it's not a peaceful one. It's an era of protracted armed conflicts which add up to a world at war. It is an era which the international community too often tacitly accepts as a given, the harmful impact of war on people. This is both morally unacceptable and in contradiction with century-old laws and principles.
Calling on the international community to reaffirm its commitment to humanity and the protection of civilians, the Red Cross president said that it was time for countries and combatants to respect international humanitarian law, since it establishes limits in war. He also urged states and non-state armed groups to protect civilians in armed conflict by respecting the principles of distinction, precaution, and proportionality, and to condemn starvation, rape, and other forms of sexual violence, summary executions, as well as inhuman and degrading treatment of detainees. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.